The Jew has declared war on mankind. This war did not begin this century. This war did not begin with the stolen election in the first time in history in the United States. This war began with the birth of the Jew 6,000 years ago. When you look around you today, you should see, especially if you are in a white country, that your race has pathological altruism, and that has led you to losing your culture to violent savages, which is what happened to Egypt, to Greece, to Rome, to the Byzantine Empire, to the British Empire, to the French Revolution. They were brought to the knees by savages. And who engineered this? The Jew. The hidden hand of the Jew is visible throughout history, and it hates not only whites, but all races of man. The Jew hates truth and beauty because it is full of lies and ugliness. It does not want anything except power for power's sake. If you look around, the filth and degeneracy the Jew spreads is across all cultures, races, religions, and ages. It teaches you to trust what it says and punishes you for questioning it. It has brought the greatest nation in modern history that Europeans created into an interracial tribal warfare zone. When you come to America, you can see the results of forced integration, forced assimilation. No race wants it, and they all resent having to forcibly integrate. Even an African homogeneous country does not have this level of animosity and tension. And then the Jew stokes the fires of racial division. If the Jew did not stoke the fires of racial division, the races would come to an agreement based on honesty, that some races are more cerebral, some races are more physical, and they could move ahead with honest relationships. Now the Jew is censoring you, deplatforming your presidents, your false leaders in whom you put your faith, and then they fired the very people who helped them get elected. At this point in time, any leader who does not disavow the Jew, whether by words or by actions, is not your leader. Any person in your circle who uses the term racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, transphobia, anti-Semitism, they are too far gone. They are actively enemy agents. Do not try to convert them. Let them find their own way, but treat them as liabilities and do not trust them. Be very sure it hurts not to trust those who are around you and who you care about, but this is what happens when you let the Jew infect you. That is one thing you cannot begrudge them. They have planned for decades. They have a very high IQ and a very high degree of psychopathy. They will use the Negroes as their biological weapon because this is a race that is low IQ and high psychopathy, whereas the Jews is high IQ, high psychopathy. Detroit, Salisbury, Johannesburg and Paris. Look at these pictures and see for yourself the proof of what these biological weapons thrust into your society are doing. They come from sub-Saharan Africa and rape your women, children, and little girls while you are punished for even speaking out about this in a Facebook or Twitter post. Your elites no longer practice noblesse oblige, which is the obligation of the ruling class towards the lower classes. They practice noblesse medice, which is the enmity of the ruling classes to the lower classes. And why is there a common bond between Germany, France, the UK, Canada, United States, South America? Because their ruling classes are not from their race, their country, or their culture, but are overwhelmingly Jew or the pawns of Jews. The Jews are an infection not on one man, but on mankind. From the times of the pharaohs to Jesus, to Genghis Khan, to the Byzantine Empire, Nietzsche, Schopenhauer, Shakespeare, Hitler, and many, many more, Napoleon, Leif Erikson, all great men have the same thing to say about the Jew and the women. You have to understand, the Jew knows the reality of the world while forcing you to deny the reality of the world. The Jew possesses the highest levels of power, but paints itself as the lowest victim in the world. To win this war, there is no time left. There is no voting out of this. You are already in a war. If you do not know what is happening in South Africa, where white men are being murdered, their wives and daughters are being raped, their sisters and their sons being killed and raped in front of them, this is coming to you. Is the Negro the weapon of the Jew? Yes. But without the Jew stoking the flames of hatred, the Negro is just a rabid dog who can be easily put down. It is time for men around the world to arise. The forefront of the Jewish hatred is white nations that have gone from 40% of the world's population to 7%. If you do not save yourself, then you may be physically the best fighters, but mentally you are inferior to Jews and you have lost to them. Stand up, because the time will not come again, and you will not get this again.